crackle, crackle. Pop, pop. Our records never die.
Not this record!
Singles, albums,
LP records,
photographs.
Go records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
Yeah, it's the jumping little record I want my jockey to play.
I am a DJ, I am on a play.
Time to play B-sides.
Go hand dancing there by the record machine.
You got two turntables and a microphone.
Goes the last DJ
in that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Today on the Vinyl Experience, it's the 4th of July. Literally, every song you'll hear has 4th of July in the title. 11 of the 13 I'll play are actually just called 4th of July. So, light some sparklers and crank up the musical fireworks. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is the Vinyl Experience.
She's waiting for me when I get home from work. Oh, but things just ain't the same. She turns out the lights and
She's waiting for me. When I get home from work, oh, but things just ain't the same. She turns out the lights and she cries in the dark. Won't answer when I call her name. On the stairs I smoke a cigarette alone. Mexican kids are shooting fireworks, my love. And hey, baby, it's the 4th of July. Hey, baby, it's the 4th of July. It's the 4th of July. And I don't have the strength to go. On the lost side of town, in a dark apartment, we gave up trying so long ago. And on the stairs I smoke a cigarette alone. Mexican kids are shooting fireworks below. And hey, baby, it's the 4th of July. Hey, baby, it's the 4th of July.
A song good enough to hear twice, and it's called The 4th of July by composer Dave Alvin, the Blasters guitarist who replaced Billy Zoom in the band X, and together with X for their version to begin this 4th of July vinyl experience. The next song, titled 4th of July, is an instrumental by U2, and it holds an important place on the album The Unforgettable Fire. It is the track that begins side two and leads into the song Bad.
Thank you. sheltered rage. The black clad bark, bombs bursting in air, bleed white, red, and blue. Dry dawn's early light for the whole. Where has it gone? Of doom, so proudly they hail, lost fortune of free, the stripes and bright stars promise lost. Ooh, where has it gone? Brothers, sisters, stand firmly and try, reaching the spacious July.
Not your typical Beach Boys song, but 1971's Surf's Up was not your typical Beach Boys album. Dennis Wilson's song Fourth of July did not make the final cut of the LP, which was meant to push the Beach Boys into the counterculture. The existing track, like most songs for Surf's Up, was sung by Carl Wilson. Galaxy 500 named their 1990 album This Is Our Music after Ornette Coleman's 1960 record of the same name, but old Ornette didn't have a nifty tune called, you guessed it, Fourth of July. July all the time. It's the Vinyl Experience. From Shooter Jennings to Pete Droege.
Like you, I've been hurt, seen my face in the dirt, but I never reacted like you. The last time we met, you seemed so upset. When you left town, you did not say bye. Then I heard you'd been seen way down in Eugene, working as a factory slave. And though the life that you took came from no storybook, you spent it before it was saved.
but you tossed out your gift, and it's making me wish I'd been there when you found yourself down. But you turned to no one but a bullet in a gun, and the bang blended in with the day, and I sit here.
basement we ran, with all the pathos and pain. Another chapter in a book where the chapters are endless and they're always the same. A verse and a verse and refrain.
Well, surprise, surprise, Amy Mann checked in on the Vinyl Experience with a song called 4th of July. Soundgarden's now classic LP, The Super Unknown, was all the rage 20 years ago in the great summer of grunge, 1994. And there's a song on it called, get this, 4th of July.
Still alive.
sip and drain the tap. And life became a finger snap. Uh-huh. I couldn't understand it. My days are the days. Is it bloody Sunday? I better say my prayers. July, blitzing right across the sky.
So I invite myself in through the hole in the fence. I am tripping through the junkyard, scanning over the piles. The thin cats raise their skin in defense. And I know he's watching me. I can see him through the cracks. His eyes are small and shy on my back. He says his name is Jason. He lives in the last trailer on the right. He tells me he'll be 7 on the 4th of July. The people. people who live here know the name of this place. My path through Iowa would be hard to trace. All the adults in this town try not to frown when I walk by, but Jason smiled at me, he met my eye. Yeah, Jason smiled at me, he met my eye. Looking for paradise, then we go back home. We cut out the small talk, got right to the way things are. He showed me his squirrel skull. I told him I locked myself out of my car. Flapping behind him, waving goodbye. His name is Jason. He lives in the last trailer on the right, and he'll be 7 on the 4th of July.
Ani DiFranco checking in with our quotient of weird in her song. Coincidentally called the 4th of July, like all the others played so far. The one before that by a bunch of Brits, The Sweets song, 4th of July. Okay, curveball time. Here is a James Taylor song called On the 4th of July, the first today that isn't called just 4th of July, for those keeping score.
Shall I tell you again how we started as friends? Who would run into one another now? The Yippie Coyote or the Mesa Dupree, or a dozen different everyday places to be. I was loping along, living alone. We were ever so brave on the telephone. Would you care to come down? Fireworks time. We could each just reach, we could step out of line. And the smell of smoke and the lay of the land and the beating of finding one's heart in one's hand. The tiny tin voice of the radio man singing, love must stand, love forever and ever must stand. Unbelievable you, impossible. Fell out of the family tree, fellow who found the philosopher's stone deep in the ground like a dinosaur bone. Who fell into you at a quarter to two with a tear in your eye for the 4th of July, for the patriots and the Minutemen and things you believe. His freedom, freedom's land, and the kingdom of God and the rights of man, with the tiny tin voice of the radio man singing, love must stand, love forever and ever must stand. Smell of
Casino dance with the shirts open like Latin lovers on the shore, chasing all them silly New York virgins by the score. For sleeping on the beach all night, them boys in their high heels. Ah, oh, Sandy, their skins are so white. And me, I just got tired of hanging in them dusty arcades, banging them pleasure machines, chasing the factory girls underneath the boardwalk, where they all promise to unsnapper jeans. And you know that tilt-a-whirl down on the South Beach drag, I got on it last night and my shirt got caught, and it kept me spinning. Didn't think I'd ever get off. Ooh, Sam, waitress I was seeing lost her desire for me. I spoke with her last night. She said she won't set herself on fire for me anymore. She worked that joint under the boardwalk. She was always a girl you saw bopping down the beach with the radio. The kids say last night she was dressed like a star in one of them cheap little seaside bars. And I saw her parked with lover boy out on the Kokomo. Did you hear the cops finally busted Madame Marie for telling fortunes better than they do? For me, this boardwalk life's through, babe. You ought to quit this scene too. This playlist, I've caught up.
And that's the Vinyl Experience. Rounding out this 4th of July edition with one of the most celebrated songs with 4th of July in the title, but not in the lyrics. At no time in his song 4th of July, Asbury Park, parentheses Sandy, does Bruce Springsteen actually mention the holiday. But there's always next year. And last week's show that featured songs that do mention the 4th of July in the lyrics, but not in the title, is archived at prn.fm and on demand at rtds.ca. So, hey, fire up the grill again and rack up another hour of Vinyl Experience at your leisure. Happy holidays. I'm Paul Cavalcanti.